WIL News and Sports at 6:50, brought to you by First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Elizabethtown.
Good morning. Volunteers plan to resign.
WIL News is brought to you by Tappan Chandler Insurance, 310 North Mulberry in Elizabethtown.
I Adventure fundraising project for the Scouts. This is Ron Boone, our next local newscast at 7:45.
Thank you, Ron. WIL News has been a service of Tappan Chandler Insurance, 310 North Mulberry in Elizabethtown. And we'll have a complete check of the weather up next.
Nine financing and lower utility bills. So come on in out of the cold this winter. Take advantage of the 9.9 winter warm-up. Only from your Lennox dealer, French Mechanical Incorporated, 217 South Main in E-Town. Phone 765-4141.
WIL Weather is brought to you by Wilson Oldsmobile Cadillac at Upper Lake Road on North Dixie in Elizabethtown.
All of a sudden we woke up and it was winter. Skies cleared over all of 67%. Sort of breezy out there. The winds are out of the northeast at 10 miles an hour. Pressure 30.46 and steady. And we have a very cool 35 degrees. And with that wind, it feels much cooler than that.
Makes the wind chill about 24 degrees, doesn't it?
At least. It's cool out there.
Yeah. The weather, a service of Wilson Olds Cadillac at Upper Lake Road on North Dixie in Elizabethtown. Yeah, I had to stop and get fueled up this morning on my way here. The truck was right on walk, so I figured, well, it's either that or thumb it down to the studios this morning. So it was really cold, though, and I had to leave my hand back with the gas pump. It would, you know, it froze to the...
What's open this time of morning or that time of morning?
Junior Food Mart.
This is
in Radcliffe, yeah, and, of course, convenient. I normally will stop at the Diamond B Food Mart down here, so we've given three plugs.
A good friend of mine up in Vine Grove, Jim Reed, he said not to use his name, but don't ever tell a radio guy that, because we'll use your name.
And we could say we don't want to mention any names, but the initials happen to be Jim Reed.
That's right. By the way, he and his wife did a beautiful job raising money for spina bifida recently. They raised $1,700 by themselves, and all of the Louisville, Kentuckiana area only raised, I think it was $17,000, so they raised one-tenth of the total. Great job of them. But anyway, he suggested I might mention that we're into the deer hunting season.
Yeah.
And when I check the police blotters, I notice quite frequently deer versus car or car versus deer. And it may seem like a laughable thing, but if you've ever hit a deer, it's not very laughable, certainly to the deer.
Right.
And it's not laughable to your car.
And it is surprising how much damage can be done.
He was saying he does a little car work, and he's saying the estimated damage after one of these things is, you know, $1,800 to $2,500. You're talking about a major repair bill. And, of course, we had a real bad accident over on 61 a couple of weeks ago where a woman just tried to miss a dead skunk. And she's really, I understand, not doing real well in one of the Louisville hospitals. So you can imagine trying to miss a deer or even hitting a deer. And as I was out at the state police post this morning, this dispatcher was on the on whatever he's on there, the little microphone with one of his troopers, Trooper Roland, down in LaRue County on I-65, about mile marker 78, somewhere down in there, south of Elizabethtown.
Uh-huh.
And there had been a deer struck by a vehicle. The point he's making is that deers run across the road anyway, but especially during hunting season, they're being spooked. And so everybody just might sort of watch out.
Yeah.
Be a little careful. The Fort Knox hunting season starts a little bit later on. There are a lot of deer on the Fort Knox reservation. So.
Yeah.
This is pretty scary. I've driven ever since I was 16, and I never had run up on anything like that in the road. And one day I decided to take a back road coming back from Lexington. I got bored driving the Bluegrass Parkway. Came through Lawrenceburg and up that way, the back road towards Bardstown. And lo and behold, I came on a deer in the road and screeched on my brakes and managed to avoid hitting it. Went right around the curve and came up on a cow in the road. So within a half mile radius, two four-legged animals in the road.
Was this at night?
Yes, which, you know, makes it even
worse,
scarier, you know.
Sure.
You just ride up on them before you see them.
I heard of two cases here recently. The one I heard of first was several years ago. A guy that I knew said that he was out driving one of these backcountry roads one night. And he, as he rounded the top of a hill, You know, of course, you can't see what's beyond that until you get on top. He had to lock up his brakes, and luckily for him, he did come to a stop. And there was a man, he was herding deer, I mean, like 10 or 12 of them across the road like you would cattle, you know, just, you know, it's almost like get along little doggies. And he said that that could have been really disastrous, which is true. Also heard of another one here recently where there was a lady who was coming down the road, and a deer ran across, and, you know, she was going at a speed to where it wasn't really any big effort to stop. So she did get stopped or slowed down fine, and the deer went on across the road, and she was, one of these animal lovers, too, and she was kind of in awe of its beauty. And then when she started to take off again, she felt something hit the car like almost like a cannonball, and it turned out that the deer, as it had gone across, it just turned back and ran and rammed her car, and it caused it smashed her windshield, and it put her with the doctor for a couple of hours. And so they're unpredictable; they can double back on you.
Yeah, as Jim said, you know, a lot of times the deer, when you do strike it, it's like deflected off or goes under the car. But if it comes up over the hood of the car, you have a deer in your lap, which is not, you know, that's pretty scary right there. That thing's going to come through the windshield. So I don't know what to say other than just sort of watch the side of the road a little bit out of the side of your eyes. To something that might be approaching the road surface, because they are being spooked.
And you'll always see them more at night, especially there would be times I'd be coming back from Louisville, and I always noticed that usually after 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, you'll see more of them out.
Yeah, I guess they get into feeding patterns.
It's nightlife. Yeah, it's party time, I guess.
Yep.
Yep. Well, Ron, we'll let you go. We'll see you back at 7:45 this morning. We have Eric Clapton and Gene Chandler on the way.
I'd been hearing a lot of...